Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, it's Andrea of the Grizzly Graves podcast. And as Jason Derulo once bravely said, I'm riding solo. But don't worry, it's just for today. Emily is away this week with her brother and sister-in-law as they take their 0.25 minutes of vacation time allotted by med school to fly to Paris and to hang out. That's okay because I have the rest of my bagged wine as mentioned in episode 35, and I literally filled a massive wine glass to the brim in preparation of writing and recording this episode. You guys know the drill at this point. When Emily's away, I cover a case without the frills and the fun. But with that being said, let's get into it. Today we are covering the disappearance of Dalen Pua. The Haiku Stairs in Waianae, Hawaii are known by another common name, the Stairway to Heaven. It's a treacherous and steep climb, a now almost 4,000 step steel trail that had once provided the U.S. Navy access to a communication facility situated in the mountain range of Ko'ulau on the island of Oahu, Hawaii. It is a lush, green, narrow hike overgrown in parts by the landscape around it. From the top of the trail, there are gorgeous views of Kaneohe Bay. That is as if there is not the usual dense clouds to shroud the view. Construction began on the stairs in 1942 as a means to construct the Haiku radio station, which would transmit radio signals to the naval ships in the Pacific Ocean. The location was chosen as it was the perfect height for the radio antennae, which were positioned across the Haiku Valley. The stairs, when commissioned, were originally wooden. Few of these original steps actually remain today. The base was decommissioned roughly 10 years later and then used by the Coast Guard for an Omega Navigation System station. Shortly thereafter, the wooden steps were mostly replaced by metal. The Coast Guard allowed access in the 1970s, yet it was a massive liability due to the terrain. In 1987, the dangerous steps were officially closed to the public. However, this did little to deter people from attempting to hike to the top. There was a stir in 2003 about the stairs being open to the public once more, yet there was no access, and so those brave enough to make the hike would trespass on locals' properties, leaving garbage and damage in their wake. In 2015, a storm damaged some parts of the stairs. The stairway was fenced off from the public as it became even more dangerous to climb, missing parts of the steps. In 2018, the city confirmed that there were no plans to open the stairs to the public due to safety concerns. Still, hikers turned a blind eye to the no trespassing signs and threat of a $1,000 fine. One such hiker was 18-year-old Dalen Pua, nicknamed Moke by those who knew him. He was a senior at a Hawaiian immersion high school who was visiting with his grandmother, Martha Bear, in Waianae from the Big Island in February of 2015. Dalen spoke with his grandmother about the infamous Haiku Stairs, stating that he was interested in climbing to the top. Martha warned Dalen that the treacherous stairs were closed down to the public and that it was a poor idea to attempt the hike. On February 25th, Dalen posted to his Facebook, quote, "Stairway to heaven, hiking this insane hike tomorrow. Wish me luck," end quote. A friend commented on the post, referencing the landslide that had destroyed a portion of the stairs on the trail. Dalen responded, quote, "Yeah, that happened early February, and the stairs are broken in the beginning. But that's not the only way to the top of the ridge. I'm taking a different way. Thanks, I'll be careful," end quote. On February 26, 2015, Dalen told his grandmother that he was going on a hike, not specifying the trail, and his grandmother, none the wiser after her caution regarding the stairs, he posted to his Facebook, quote, "And the hike begins, hashtag haiku," end quote. Dalen was seen boarding a bus in Waianae sometime before 11 a.m., destined for the haiku stairs. He was wearing a white long-sleeve t-shirt, black surf shorts, slippers, and carrying a red backpack. Shortly thereafter, Dalen posted multiple pictures of himself to social media at the Haiku Stairs Trail. He sent pictures to his family members as well as he made his way up the ridge. Previous hikers stated it takes about 4 to 7 hours, depending on skill and fitness levels, to hike this trail. The morning turned into night, and Martha grew concerned when Dalen had not returned. She reported him as missing, and the search was on. The search and rescue that followed Dalen's disappearance included local firefighters, volunteers, the U.S. Navy, and drone operators. The search had spanned both land and air. The following Monday, a group of hikers in the Moana Lau'u area distinctly heard a man's cries for help. It was near a 200-meter stretch of the trail with steep cliff faces on either side. This evidence extended the search into Tuesday, a cold and rainy day that sent searchers sliding in the mud as they struggled to comb the area. Their efforts were in vain as the search was ultimately called off that day at 4:44 p.m. March 2, 2015. Dalen's family remained undeterred, traveling north to the reported area that Dalen's cell phone had last pinged to search for themselves. Dalen's sister-in-law began a Facebook page to post updates and obtain information. The search remained fruitless as even 7 years later, not a scrap of evidence had shed light on what happened to Dalen Pua. Although there are plenty of theories as to what could have happened. One of the prevailing theories is that Dalen had gotten lost while hiking. While the trail itself is surrounded with metal handrails, alternative entrances to the stairs are not as clearly marked. It would not be the first instance of someone getting lost in the wilderness of this mountain range. Additionally, several people have fallen to their deaths on the steep cliffs up to the stairs. While there has only been one reported death on the Haiku Stairs trail itself, that of a comedian and singer, Fritz Hasenpusch, in 2012, who suffered a heart attack during the hike. More people have died in attempts to reach the trail as hopeful hikers take alternative routes up to avoid getting caught and fined. 27-year-old hiker Darlene Feliciano fell roughly 500 feet to her death while hiking in the Makapu Tom Tom trails in East Oahu. Sections of the Haiku Stairs are completely vertical with just a ladder as your way up. As the trail is usually climbed in the morning, while cloud cover can consume the trail, which makes it extremely slippery and muddy in many spots. This being said, many people believe that Dalen had accidentally fallen down one of the steep cliff faces and into the dense forest below. This can be corroborated by the fact he stated in the comments of his Facebook post that he intended to take an alternative route. But then, a disturbing image circulated the media outlets. Dalen's family had been carefully examining every picture he posted in hopes a clue was there about his whereabouts. In one, the image of a figure can be seen crouched in the woods. When zoomed in, it appears to be a light-skinned man in dark clothing hidden among the foliage. The family made a plea to the public for help identifying the man pictured and for him to come forward with any information of what he saw that day. The man pictured has not reportedly stepped forward. And don't worry, I will be posting that picture. This has led to several new theories, both of which are foul play. One theory is that this man was Dalen's killer, caught on camera, and that the man, who was so well hidden among the greenery, had ambushed and murdered Dalen. Another theory is possibly kidnapping, with a person forcing Dalen back down the ridge. Although this theory, to me personally, seems like an incredible effort, as the hike up and down is not easy and would be dangerous for all parties. No matter what you believe, the fact is Dalen Mokpua remains missing to this very day. His family and friends have been left without answers for 7 years. Holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, passing by with a hole in their hearts. Dalen is described as an 18-year-old Pacific Islander male with black hair and brown eyes. He is roughly 5 feet 7 inches tall and weighs about 150 pounds. He was last seen, again, wearing a long-sleeved t-shirt, black surf shorts, slippers, and a red backpack. If you have any information regarding his disappearance, please contact the Honolulu Police Department at 808-529-3111 or submit a tip at www.honolulucrimestoppers.org. And thank you all for joining me this week. Even without Emily here. We miss her so, but I hope everyone has a great week and I hope you all stay safe.